Right now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Krig, and E Green. Log on to www.hiphopdigestshow.com.
That single shit don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a hit single today. It happens all the time. It's history. You got these one-hit wonders all the time. It's just, it goes on with the... It goes on with the game. It's the part of the game, and you gotta ask yourself: do you want to just make singles, or you know, you want to make history? And y'all already know what I'm trying to make.
You're on point five all the time, Tip. You're on point five all the time, Tip. You're on point five all the time, Tip. So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good? So before we get started, or I guess we will get started with a incredibly difficult week for all of hip hop, I'll get right in. Malik Isaac Taylor, 1970-2016, better known by his stage name Fife Dawg, or simply Fife, was an American MC of Trinidadian descent, member of the group called Tribe Called Quest, high school classmates of Q-Tip, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, and Jerobe White, also known as the Five-Foot Assassin or the Five-Footer. Rest in everlasting paradise, my man. Fife Dawg.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
No doubt. Man, this is just a whole continuation of, or just realizing how faint life can be. You know what I'm saying, man? A lot of these dudes have passed in their 40s, man. And I'm feeling blessed to be past that, but it's just crazy to see this happening, to be, you know, so much right now. It's rough.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just kind of let you know, and it lets me know and appreciate, you know, again, what we have been appreciating all week since recording time is a legacy, you know, and what is out there to be held up as the example. Okay, rest assured, if there was such a thing, this gentleman has a bust in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Right.
Himself along with his group, first ballot Hall of Famers, no question, right. No arguing,
as you would say, one of the best groups, period.
Period.
Changed a lot of lives.
You know what, it was the amount of lives and people from different walks of life who just was like, from them guys on ESPN to down Atlanta way to Weatherman, who was throwing in Fife's lyrics every time he did the weather or the traffic. I believe it was the traffic.
Yeah.
Just some of the most lines that I remember, you know, just so quotable. It's insane. So, no doubt. So, now, do we have favorites that we're going to play at the end of the show? Are you guys prepared to name yours?
I mean, I am, but it's probably going to be one off the beaten path, but yeah, I got one.
Oh, well, what is it?
Mine is Dear Dilla, that he did on his own EP. That song, when I first heard it, I was like, wow, he is just pouring this out here. And then to bring up the emotion of Dilla too, and then to hear Fife on that Dilla track. And then, again, I asked this question about videos earlier, but just watching the video, man, it's just amazing.
No doubt. Actually, you know what? You must have read my mind. I wasn't going to pick that one, but mine is also off the beaten path. Mine is off the High School High soundtrack, Tribe Called Quest cut, called Peace, Prosperity, and Paper. Fife's verse in there is so 100. So when you hear that at the end of the show, you'll understand why.
It's crazy. That's crazy. I'm just sitting here. I got so many joints.
Pick one.
I know you want me to pick one. And I'm like, it's just crazy. I'm going to go with something that's probably been played 1,000 times, but just a funky introduction of how nice I am.
That's real.
Just the way he just came in on that one.
Check the rhyme.
Yes.
Oh, man. Incredible. So no doubt. I mean, you know, that's what's good. A couple of other things that happened as far as tributes go. I'm not surprised. Your boy Kendrick Lamar was 100. He had a whole concert venue, you know, chanting, "Fight Dog, Fight Dog, Fight Dog." Basically said there's no way he'd be doing it without Fife and others before him. So, you know, not surprising though, of course. Kendrick. You know.
Respect.
Respect due. Indeed. That's what's up.
That hurts. It just hurts.
I mean, yeah.
To see one of our heroes go down at such a young age.
You know what it is? See, unlike, and we've dealt with death on the show, we gave a shout out, we played the cut, sort of all too familiar, but this shows you how much we like Tribe. It shows you how much we like Fife, that niggas is like fucked up behind this, you know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong, yo, I'm incredibly sad, you know, when anybody loses their life, you know, especially guys, you know, in hip hop, you know, for me, like Heavy D, things right. of that nature. It's like, damn, you know, but, you know, Sean Price is another one. It's like, you know, what right. the fuck? But Fife is like every, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's people out there who don't like Tribe Called Quest, you know, whatever. Mean, but.
I doubt it. I can't imagine that.
I mean, especially if you came up in that time period. I mean, young kids that don't know about Tribe, I understand them not being into it, but if you came up in that time period, when Tribe came out, you got to have some type of feeling towards Tribe.
So I just think that we're seeing that there's somebody who's just so universally just revered, you know what I mean? And not to mention, yo, the documentary really just puts it in everything into a proper frame,
right.
you know, so that's what's good, you know. So anyway, you'll hear our joints at the end of the show. That's what's good. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, according to Quentin Miller, Meek Mill and his thugged out posse assaulted him in an L.A. shoe store. In July 2015, a beef that was sparked by a certain ghostwriter, Quentin Miller, gentleman from it, I don't think he's from Atlanta, but he is from Georgia. Ghostwriter for Drake on a few of his songs, including 10 Bands. A reference track was leaked and then started the beef. Meek Mill took a L in that beef, but he was still pissed. By the time he caught up with Quentin Miller in L.A., he ran up there with his posse. Now, this is a key thing. Your boy Quentin Miller is on your boy Snake TV. Kurt G likes to call him Snake, but we call him Vlad. Oh, the Viper, okay. He was on his TV show and he admitted, yeah, his boy or one of his goons ran up on me, shit, stole me. But then first put a camera in my face and was like, "You gonna apologize to Meek Mill on camera about that shit you did."
Wow.
First of all, the kid already, he's on the TV, he's on there admitting it. Look, I ain't no thug. I ain't no street life nigga. Y'all niggas can have that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, his man, you know what I'm saying, cocked me. My lip was bloody and shit. He admitted it. I mean, there's no shame in this game. Quentin Miller is coming out on this situation looking like the man. And Meek Mill still looking like a salty sack.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Is Meek's boys looking like a salty sack? Or is Meek looking like a salty sack?
Hold up, nigga. So you mean to tell me he's carrying a posse of nuts out L.A. and it ain't on his orders?
We already know. And know that there are people that are going to do what they do to get the street cred or to get the admiration of said artist. So I don't know until, unless, you know, that's just sound fishy to me. I'm not going to.
Now, well, he said him and Meek had words. You know, just the back and forth, and then Meek stepped off, and then that's when his boy stepped up.
Okay, well, I don't know.
So you saying you gonna give Meek Mill a pass because his baggage handlers assaulted this kid in a shoe store?
Yeah, because if it would have been Meek that slid him in the face, then yeah, I would be
and
like,
Meek, I like Meek, but wow. Meek's an idiot, yo. Meek is proving that, yeah, I'm a proved, I'm more jail nigga than I am worrying about career.
Okay, so me, you, and Kurt, we get into an argument with some clown on the internet, and we see them in person, and you have words with him, and then you walk off, and I punch him in the face. Who's wrong?
Well, I mean, because the street logic, you got to use street logic. You motherfuckers is going to say automatically, oh, E. Color was repping for Killer.
Right.
Because we fam like that. So, you know what? If Meek didn't want that to happen, he could have simply was like, nah, man, let that nigga go. And then your man would have healed.
Down, Fido, down.
You know what I mean? I guess you're right there.
It's all about, but see,
when you see what fucks me up is when you mention the Viper.
Okay.
I get a whole different angle on this shit.
Okay.
When you mention the Snake, my angle just goes automatically backdoor.
Vlad TV.
Yes. And I probably will be agreeing with one of the two of you in this situation, but I'm here thinking, why the fuck did Vlad ask him that question now about this shit that happened? Because Meek is on house arrest, right? Was he trying to get Meek locked up in jail for real? Is he trying to get Meek put away for a while?
Oh, dry snitching?
What's this about? What are you doing? Why'd you ask him that question about whatever to get him to say that?
But Quentin Miller's on the show. I mean,
he's on the show, but why would you ask him about that specifically? Are you trying to get Meek fucked up in the game? Trying to get him to go back to court? Get him locked up? I mean, what is this about?
I know you don't trust Vlad TV for a lot of good reasons.
I mean, you can ask somebody a whole lot of questions, but to ask that specific question about some shit that nobody knew about, apparently, because he didn't talk about it. He said he let it go.
So what we really wanted to know about, you know, how much of Drake verses are you writing? Is that the type of questions you should have been asked?
He probably did ask him that shit, too. But why? This caught viral. This went viral because the dude got beat up.
Well, I think it went viral because it's making Meek Mill look like a jail nigga, you know.
And trying to put him back in jail. Well, the nigga's on house arrest.
But B,
right now.
I don't know, B. What I'm saying is that, again, E. Color, with the perfect example, if we in a situation and it swerve or you know, hit somebody, they're going to say you was repping for me. Now, again, like I said, you know, Meek Mill, these are baggage handlers. Meek like, yo, nigga, get back in the limo. He's getting in the limo.
We hope.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Gee, I'm not discounting.
Yeah, B. It's just Vlad.
I know what you're
saying.
When
you mentioned Vlad the Snake, right. It's like, what are you doing?
What's
the purpose of asking that question? What is going on?
I got it.
And I'm saying, from my point of view, is I'm not a street dude, but I had a friend that you all know who is, and one time somebody walked by us and said to me, "What's up, champ?" and almost got knocked out.
Oh, see?
So
now let me ask you a question. No, but did you tell your man to fall back, though?
Oh, we just kept on walking.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't stop and, like, was trying to make nothing happen because in my mind, it was just dude was saying, "What's up, champ?" I didn't think of it as a disrespect at all.
Something racial, like, "What's up, chief?" What's going on, chief? They said, "Chief is a new nigga."
Oh, shit.
"What's up, champ?"
I thought Thug was a new nigga.
If Chad the new nigga.
I don't know. But it almost
I thought dude was a new nigga. Hey, dude.
I thought nigga was the new nigga.
just call me nigga.
No doubt.
I respect that more.
Yo, before we go to the next topic, I'm going to give some acknowledgments out there. First of all, I want to acknowledge the Black Is Network, specifically the podcast, The Break. Yo, they did a 3-part series on Black Lives Matter, my nigga. Yo, that all three are excellent. You know what I'm saying? They was in that bitch arguing back and forth. I mean, all points of view were valid. It's incredible, yo. So go to Black Is Network and then check out The Break, the 3-part series on Black Lives Matter. And our man, the whole crew, Just Jason, the whole staff over at 4 Elements Radio, I'm telling you, the mix that they did for Fife, yo, I'm gonna get the tape out, my nigga. It's just incredible. So I definitely want to give a shout out to 4 Elements Radio. You know what I'm saying? And a couple more shout outs real quick here. Let me get my shit together.
Yeah, you get yourself run over.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to give a shout out to our man Hector. He's on Facebook, said he's also not falling for the banana. want to give a shout out to Rocka Bosch, who basically ain't feeling that LL shit. He's like, Rakim's the GOAT as far as he's concerned.
There it is.
No doubt. And then, you know, other people liking the show. I want to just give a shout out to those brothers. So some quick acknowledgments before I forget. No doubt.
I agree. Rakim is the GOAT.
All right. Well, all right. That's what's good. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Common and Ice Cube new song, Real People. And this song is off the Barbershop soundtrack. Barbershop comes to theaters April 15th.
Barbershop 2, that is.
Wait, is that Barbershop 2 or 3? What is that shit, Swerve? I don't keep
up. I think it's 3.
Is it 3? I don't know.
It's the third one, I believe.
Third installment. I just seen Cube and Common in the commercial together, and I found that funny.
I thought about
the bitch in you.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you really look at the West Side Slaughterhouse and the bitch in you, that's the apex of a lyrical war that these
But it also
cats
shows
had.
You how brothers could come up and on some grown man shit, squash shit.
Well, they did. They said
like
they originally they both said it was Farrakhan got them together on some, you know, how Farrakhan do on some Peacemaker, and then they developed their relationship and was able to, again, Common said, sit down and talk it out like men. Ice Cube also echoed that situation. You're right. It was no bullshit. Now it's about money. You know, they're getting paid together. You know what I mean?
But it also...
Niggas getting punched in a shoe store.
Right. But I'm saying, if you look at... I mean, it's not revisionist history. It's just a note in history that we all know that Ice Cube was notorious for smashing NWA, right? So I believe he caught an L with the bitch in you, and that just goes to show what Common is capable of if he were to get at somebody.
Oh, I also agree with that. I think Common, the bitch in you, was just totally, it was over after that. Ice Cube told Complex our beef was over a misunderstanding.
Right.
Cool for us to sit down and talk to each other and work it out as men.
And so, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm going to shout out to them. But what I want to talk about, really, to be honest with you, the new song, Real People, how can I put it? Solid verses, okay? From both gentlemen, solid verses, but the beat is horrid. Beats trash. I mean, it's just, what can I say?
Damn.
It's not a good record. I mean, it's a record soundtrack for the movie. It probably took them all of 10 minutes to make it. You know what I mean? If somebody remixed it, it actually could be something. You know?
Well, stand by.
See, the verses is tight.
I thought it had solid verses. But no
that,
doubt.
But that beat you ain't fucking with.
Oh, but you know what? That's fucking veterans just fucking cannot pick beats. I don't get it. It's just I mean, these are veterans. These are our heroes. These motherfuckers can't pick music. I mean, they just can't do it. I mean, they'd be better off calling Rick Ross to pick their beats.
Ooh.
And B, that's not inflammatory. Ross picks great music.
I guess. I would say Ross does pick good beats.
Yeah,
he
but...
He does pick good beats.
I'd rather them just have another kind of beat.
B, I'm just saying, B, this is Ice Cube and Common. They can pick up the phone and call 99.9% of producers, and they're going to get a beat on spec.
No charge. Just because it's Cube and Common.
Well, maybe because of the soundtrack or whatever, it was rushed. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just sounds like something they did real quick, you know, on the set or whatever, and... Of course, Cube and them niggas ain't paying for no samples and shit, so, yeah, maybe it was a rush job.
I'm going to have to listen to it for sure now.
Well, I'm just saying, no doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Razzcaz, Freddie Fox, and Onyx get critical of today's rap with Downward Spiral. So, first of all, unlike the Ice Cube record and Common, this has a much better track. And fucking Onyx and Freddie Fox go in.
Come on. It's Freddie.
One of them niggas was like, I kill a mic like Run the Jewels. I kill a mic like Conrad Murray.
Wow.
Wow. Now, you talk about inflammatory.
So anyway, but actually the topic is not really about the cut. The topic is almost about a friendly, if you will, friendly. I don't know if it's friendly, but a certain type of jocularity that takes place. A lot of people get on the Hip Hop Digest and it's like, oh, y'all motherfuckers always back and forth, blah, 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 blah. This, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all niggas mad? Trust me, I'm not mad. But this sort of, I'm going to read a line from the article. And it says, bemoaning how it used to be will always be a topic for artists and fans of a previous generation are always willing to harp on. And then it goes down to the cut has this sort of get off my lawn vibe. You know, like Freddie Fox and them niggas is old niggas. Get the fuck off my lawn. I mean, real talk, that's a shot. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not mad at it, but it's a shot. And to sit up there, young guys, mostly, but not exclusively, to sit up there and saying that, yo, you got to let these young niggas live like they don't take shots. They do. There's nothing wrong with some jocularity. There's nothing wrong with some back and forth. I think you make the culture better with that. You know what I mean? And that's just to say that the person who wrote the article from a point of old niggas is always flapping their motherfucking mouth. You know what I mean? Every time you turn around, you got some more old rappers talking about how today is all fucked up now.
Curtis Blow wasn't saying that.
Blow said he can rhyme more than them beats.
I know, right? But Curtis Blow's son was like, Dad, don't do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with some jocularity. And not to take away from the project, I mean, Razzcast is getting ready to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Soul on Ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he's got a whole project in the works and coming up, and certainly not to take away from that. Again, 20-year career. How many of these new niggas will be around in 20? I don't know. I guess you'll have to wait and see. I guess you'll have to wait and see. But the point I'm saying, and I'm asking you, Kurt G., young guys do throw shots, right?
Oh, they throw shots. They do. But I will say that a lot of the songs that the old school niggas make, and not just old school niggas, but cats that come out and talk about young niggas, do have come off with that vibe, that get off my lawn vibe.
Word?
Because hip-hop is our lawn. And we like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, nigga. Fuck out of here with that shit. So, yeah, it does have that vibe to it. I will give them that.
Swerve, well, does the grass need cutting?
Nah, they need to stop trying to put that tall fescue in that Kentucky green or that Kentucky blue.
That bluegrass, nigga.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with back and forth, I think, between the generations. At some point in time, you're going to have to meet in the middle and certainly let the facts bear it out. You know what I mean? So.
Well, the facts can't bear out because at some point, these young cats become the old cats.
Yes, and it's
and it's funny how it happens right before your
eyes. Oh, it's so interesting. This is the part that I'm loving right now. It's so interesting.
Because all these cats that love the like us that love the old Kanye, and then you got people that love the new Kanye. And there's a fight coming on because there's some people that are going to love the even newer Kanye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to keep on changing.
Right.
And eventually, he's going to change into some shit that you don't like.
Right.
Right now, y'all following him anywhere he goes. It's like
Space Ghost. Yes.
Anywhere this nigga goes, y'all following him right now. But at some point in time, he's going to make a turn, and you're going to be like, I ain't fucking with Kanye no more.
Right.
And it's going to be some young niggas that are going to be like, yeah, I'm still fucking with Kanye. He's the man.
Can you imagine?
You hear what he's doing now? That old school shit that y'all used to like, that trap-like shit, I don't fuck with that Kanye. I like this new Space Ghost Kanye.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I mean, simply, you're right. Kanye West could literally be like, my whole next album is strictly back to boom bap. And these fucking young niggas would commit suicide if they hear some shit like that, yo. Because they were born with 808. That's the Kanye they love. The 808 and all this and other this weird shit. But if he got back to boom bap, yo, they'd be like, oh, fuck, I don't fuck with Kanye.
He doing that old shit.
He doing that old shit.
And then they get on us because we ain't fucking with this Kanye shit. Like, he's not stagnant. He's growing. He keeps going.
I know. That was funny on Twitter. Them niggas was like, y'all niggas stay static.
Right. Like, static? Really?
Static. Give me some static.
That shit was funny as hell. He was like, y'all niggas just stay static and shit.
Yeah, that's because he didn't. I don't know if he had much else to say because I was talking classic, not static.
Well, I mean,
you can't have a classic album if it's continually changing.
And somebody made a point that I agreed with, where they were saying, why these niggas don't even need to make albums no more? Just make singles.
Right.
Don't even do albums. Don't even fuck with albums no more.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Kanye's trying to change the game, but an album is still important because then you'll have an entire new generation talk about, nigga, we didn't even have to make albums. We don't make albums. And then so, here you go when you have the classics, and then somebody said, oh, Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt or Nas or NWA album, this, that, and the third, and MC New Nigga, your three singles, you're not involved.
So, but won't the single era take you back to the ringtone era?
I mean, it could. The single, it could take you back to the ringtone era, you know, but the point is that now, I'm just saying, like, a point of pride for, you know, Drake fans is the amount of albums he's got and the ones they consider classics. Okay, so now you're going to have that type of discussion. Somebody could be like, well, Jay got this many classics, or Kanye got that many classics, or EPMD got such and such. Well, now they have a guy with a catalog that they can sort of back and forth about, okay? The singles registers all these new niggas, although probably very well paid, although very good businessmen. I have to preface that by saying I appreciate all the money they making for themselves, you know what I mean? But inert when it comes down to career, you know, a career comparison.
A discography.
Right, a discography. They don't have it. You know what I mean? So, what's up? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Durk is tired of all rappers biting each other's sound. Lil Durk put a little thumbs down on his, I think it's Twitter. I don't know what that shit is. Instagram, Twitter, one of the two. And says, for the most part, with the exception of a handful of rappers, are gone are the days of originality. Nowadays, it seems like all the artists sound the same.
Commercially.
One rapper in particular has been ridiculed for jacking another rapper's sound. Designer. People won't let him be great, as he's been labeled as a knockoff Future. This motherfucker.
That's a carbon copy.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something. This nigga Designer, first of all, let's just get this out of the way. Neither Designer or Future are MCs. Okay, let's just fucking get that out of the way. Second of all,
you just bulldozed it.
And you get off my lawn.
Okay, that's real. That's real. Okay, so get the fuck off my lawn then. But more importantly, I have never seen young guys or this whole young era as shook up as they are. Because, Kurgi, am I wrong when the statements like, let that boy cook, is that a wrong statement? Or did I thought I read that somewhere?
Yeah, you read that somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Let that boy eat. I thought I read that somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You know, all the young guys, slang about, you know, setting the culture free. Y'all motherfuckers got too many rules and all this shit. Here we are. Lil Durk Stink is talking about biting. Okay.
That's old school.
They kicked those rules out when they wheeled LL to the retirement home. That's what I was understood.
Well, that's what happens when everybody gets a trophy.
I know, right?
Hey, I was in fifth place, nigga.
Yo, where's my motherfucking...
I know it was only six people running, but I was in fifth place,
where's
my nigga?
My trophy?
Give me my motherfucking trophy.
You know what I mean? So all that being said, so I'm astounded at number one that now all of a sudden, why all of a sudden with this kid and I asked it before on the show, I'm going to ask it again. Is it they're upset because he sound like Future, or are they upset because he's from New York?
Both.
Yeah, probably. I would say both.
Really?
Because Future is the man right now.
Oh, I get it. I understand that.
Future's that stick talk. Stick talk.
I understand that. But still trying to grapple with the young boy presentation with the whole let niggas, you know, live and let live. Fuck morals. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the society we in. Now, all of a sudden, it's a motherfucking problem. Now, trust me, I'm going to be the last motherfucker to vouch for this kid designer. Again, I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it 1,000 times. You read the sign, nigga. Get off my lawn. He's not an MC. But damn. Niggas is just in an uproar about nigga.
Now they're going to start sounding like us.
Really?
They're going to
be talking about get off my lawn, nigga. Where are you biting?
There you go.
You're biting. Get off my lawn.
As I said, they become old as well.
Exactly. This shit goes in cycles. And be careful. We keep talking shit and it's going to come right back to you. Same shit you talk shit about, you're going to be talking shit about too.
Wow, I can't believe it. I mean, when I'm reading this article and then I'm looking at the user comments, and niggas is just, first of all, they just shitting on this young nigga designer. Niggas only 18 years old. And yeah, okay, maybe he's a carbon copy. Or maybe he's a cheap handbag knockoff that Kanye was like, fuck paying this nigga. I got this young nigga from Brooklyn who works cheap. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, it's amazing to me.
That's a lot of practice in front of the mirror, my nigga. seriously, yo, that nigga is a carbon copy, B. That's a pretty good quality knockoff.
Hey, son, he said he idolizes Future. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
That, yeah.
Let him cook.
There you go.
Future could do a song together, and y'all could try to figure out where's Waldo.
Oh, brother.
Where's Waldo?
Awesome.
Which one is really Future and which one isn't?
That is absolutely awesome. Hey, next time I have a cookout, I'm going to invite Designer. He can get on my lawn for a while.
Damn.
Yo, before we get into our next topic, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor.
420 is coming up, and you need an exquisite and superior container to hold your materials. The perfect product is easy to get by going to www.herbbox.com. That's herbbox.com. Go to the website and see which one of these high-quality boxes can help you step your game up.
And don't forget, at checkout, type in Digest to receive 10% off. You heard me. I said type in Digest to receive 10% off. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Nori's story about the time Michael Jordan said fuck rap at a Def Jam party.
Damn.
First of all, I'm going to give a shout out. Yo, I'm going to give a shout out to the Nori podcast via Rap Radar. Before we get into the Jordan story, yo, Nori is a funny and a great ass storyteller. Tells basically the story of his career, the people he met, certain scenarios. And it's just really absolutely funny, yo. I was glued to it. It's a very long podcast. I had to listen to it in sections, but certainly, you know, give a shout out.
He's giving the microwave generation forewarning.
Yeah,
it's long, nigga.
It's long. I had to listen to it. I had to break it up in sections. But Nori is a very good storyteller.
You can't listen to this on your lunch break.
So anyway, so Nori is up there and shit. And Kurt G heard the part where he said, yo, it's funny. I'm sitting up here. I don't even want to read it because it's so funny to hear Nori tell the story about how Michael Jordan was at the Def Jam Christmas party. He said he shut down Red and Method. He said niggas and we were online waiting to speak to Jordan and shit. And somebody was like, yo, here go Red and Method and shit. And Nori was like, Jordan just looked up fuck rap.
Damn. Straight blew them niggas off.
Yo, fuck rap. And then he was like, there's only one motherfucker Jordan would talk to, and that's Hov. He said he like Hov. And that's the only person he talked to. Everybody talking.
Jordan like money.
Yo,
the like, Mike Jordan of recording.
Fuck rap. So that is an awesome story. But the key to this story is it's like Michael Jordan's publicist or his management team came out and said Michael Jordan has received a bad rap for hating hip-hop music. He said Michael Jordan, first of all, they said Michael Jordan wasn't at this party. He doesn't know Nori, and he's a fan of all music. Drake is on his Nike brand, And Nelly is a partner with him in the Charlotte Hornets.
Republicans buy sneakers, too.
So, you know, Jordan, now I'm shocked. Now, this is just a Nori. This is the Rap Radar podcast or whatever. Wow, first of all, would Jordan feel the need to respond?
Jordan didn't respond.
Right.
His publicist did.
Well, under Jordan's orders. They didn't just say this shit without Jordan's orders.
Jordan didn't give a fuck. His publicist was like, you know what? This is going to affect you in a way because the hip-hop community buys a lot of J's.
Fuck rap.
So you're gonna need them to not want to say fuck you.
So anyway, so after his publicist came, whoever the spokesperson for Jordan came out, your boy Nori threw up a picture of Jordan and Jay at the party.
Gotcha.
Damn. Proof.
And Nori said exactly what you said. It doesn't really matter what Jordan says. They're still going to camp out for those J's.
True.
That's the shit Igri be on and shit.
Yep.
Said niggas out at 3 a.m. and online for them new J's.
That and them new video games.
Well, I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
And the new Mac products.
Yeah, well, all of the above. But nonetheless, let's get back to Jordan, yo. I mean, so we know niggas. How many, have you ever stood in line for some J's?
Never.
Never owned a pair of J's myself.
I have a couple,
but we got them at the thrift, not the thrift store. Will we get them joints, them green joints, B?
Nigga, don't talk to me about that shit. I'm so mad, yo. I love those, and I just wore them out, yo.
But, and I wore mine out, too, and they are gone.
Yo, I know. I wish I had them now.
I still got them Wizards Jordans, though.
Yo, that's real. But anyway, nah, we got them at the Nike outlet. We got them at the Nike outlet in Perryville coming back from Philly.
Exactly. Not in line in a camping outfit. No, sir.
Y'all old niggas don't know how to progress, B.
Progress by spending $200 and something on some shoes?
More than that, my nigga.
I wasn't.
Well, see, I'm out the game.
Was 100.
So I don't know.
Evolve, my nigga.
Them sneakers was too fucking much. I'm like, damn, this nigga is gouging.
Kurt,
yo.
G, evolve.
You're rich enough. What the fuck?
You old niggas don't want to evolve?
Man, I'm looking for them Bjorn Borgs.
God damn. Where them Chuck Taylors at, nigga?
Oh, shit. Like you said, he looking for them Bjorn Borgs and shit. Wow, that's what's up, yo. No doubt.
When they call them tennis shoes, for real.
That's what's up. So anyway, yo, shout out to Nori, yo. It's just a funny-ass story, and just the shit he's throwing in there. You know, he's talking about, yo, the Def Jam Christmas party, Mariah Carey hosting and shit.
Come on, damn, Jordan, we in line for you.
Well, that's an interesting situation, too, for Jordan to say fuck rap and be up in Def Jam thing with Mariah Carey hosting. That's pretty funny. That's a moxymoron, isn't it?
Yo, I know, yeah, right?
Why is Mariah Carey hosting Def Jam?
Well, she was on the label. I mean, it was a holiday party / her album release party, though, to be real honest. So
they try to slide Def Jam in there then.
Yeah, basically, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. But all the MCs was up in there.
They invited everybody on the label.
Yeah, so you know how
Jordan didn't come for them niggas. He came for Mariah.
Yeah, fuck rap.
And he did his hand, too. It was funny.
No doubt. So that's what's good. Yo, before we got anything, any small talk, any of that type shit?
Oh, you saving him. You saving him this week, B?
Hey, I'm just saying. You know? All right, then fuck it. Here we go. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Them That Do. That's Them That Do. Them That Do. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the name of the group is Them That Do. And the name of the album is Them That Do. All right, and we also have Jace Abstract and Robin the Landlord, Rockstalgia. That's Jace Abstract and Robin the Landlord, Rockstalgia. And instrumental joint is Hooligan, Blank Cassette.
All right, that's it. Anybody got any leftovers?
What about that email we got from Kid Ghost Jam?
Oh, what is it?
He was saying, what do we think about Kid and Play? Basically, I'm paraphrasing. They're lyrically underrated. What do we think about them?
Really? I don't know if you're going to really able to get to Kid and Play's lyrics beyond the dancing.
I don't know. I thought they on a few cuts, yo. Kid and Play, them niggas was nice with it.
I mean, you got to look at the time in hip hop. On a few cuts, but I think you got to look at the time. I remember when I first heard that, last night.
That Getting Funky. Oh, them
getting funky for sure.
They get in. They go in on that.
And last night,
getting funky is a crazy record. But
what are they known for?
They known for dancing.
Yeah, they are.
They known for they.
I put them. I'm not saying they're one hit wonders by any stretch, but when it comes to lyrics and stuff like that, yo, I wouldn't at all put them in the their classmates level. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, what I'm saying is that Kid and Play was a type of. They came to prominence in that video era due to the dances. Now, of course, by today's standards, Kid and Play sound like geniuses on the mic. You know what I mean? But during that era, I mean, they were okay. I think they were competent. I think that's the most you're going to get out of me.
I think what made them even more famous and give them more stature was them house party movies.
Well, yeah, but that's after the dancing and then the fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they were still dancing in the movies is what I'm saying.
I get it, but I'm saying that was the hook. That was the chief fame moment for them dancing. Nobody is throwing them in house party movies for their lyrical content.
It's right. Just that, exactly.
That's all. I mean, I'm not trashing them. They weren't trash on the mic, but I think they in the early days they were blessed to have the production they had. The beats were really Kirby more than official. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Howie T.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Or who was
Herbie
that?
Lovebug.
Herbie Lovebug. Yeah, I'm sorry. Shout out to Herbie Lovebug. My mistake.
I'm tripping too because it's that goddamn lemon Dorita. Lemonade Rita. 8% tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he said lemon Dorita. I was like, lemon Doritos, nigga?
This nigga leaning.
I'm leaning. But I'm also... get ready to remind folks of that movie Jungle Fever, because if I gotta be Gator, you know I do it.
And why bring would the good I do Reverend it? Doctor because back his TV.
You know you could just rate the show, because if you don't, you know I do it.
That's what's up. That's what's good. I guess we'll see y'all next week then.
Yes, indeed.
All right,
peace. One.
Deserve more. Herbbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbbox.com, which is herbbox.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers. Check the vibe.
The presence was fitting, it was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you gots to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fifer's not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time, y'all.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Fifer,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock. With speed, I'm agile. Plus, I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off the better things like a hip hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, Hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
What's the Scenario remix? Whereas there are 7 MCs, 6 which are in physical form, 1 which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of
Check the well, hope that answer get God effing.
Shit.
I lick butt shots, put madman, I rip up stages, lay down your wages, I'm wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear ass out the frame, and grab my dick. I'm a rapper, sack a robot kid, I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly, so I shit on a penny. A baseball bat, a bastard, I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever, cut those of crews. On a phono, my skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. I bag up weight, electrifying, I'm prime time. I slaughter slime, I'm the greatest of all times. Sick ass brother, nasty ass nigga. Pump slugs in your face, you jump an ass in the river. 2 tears in a bucket, fucking kick the can. Say what, I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip. Punching out hits like Gladys Knight and the Pips. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are whacking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet cause I'm kicking this. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, oh yeah, F you too. And let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You're better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip-hop, and I won't stop. The 5-foot assassin has come to wreck nut shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dancing shoes or something, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next was just something, call your boss to tell me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hostile heat brings burst of energy. Mollowing the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughnecks. At 10-1 bet, I come correct. In my ciphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can grow dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right then, it wants it not. I would rock longer, but fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
black men's getting lit, doing what they like. Eight black devils in the public eye. If you listen very close, I will tell you why. Hood Fife, Milo, Dingo, and C Brown. Shaheed, myself, and Busta Bust Down will commence to rock. So bring out the flocks. Interrogation for the knocking of the box. The boombox ruler controls the medulla. None come cooler. I went like Shula. So bust out the move as you start to pursue her. Intensified by non-blunt consumer. Typical come booty, well, it's only a rumor. The meaning so deep that it starts brain tumors. Beast the hood bigger from the mid. Night crooner, smoke them up later, if not then soon.
Hey, what we gon' do in 92, even though we had fun in 91. When you feel my laser beam coming down, run up your sound, leaving cracks in the ground. What's going on, my man? Goddamn, I know my brain is hurting. Listen up, bust up, rhythm will hit him, then I get him. Flip on them, shit on them, hit on them, then I will sit on them. Open up your mouth if they want the food to get food. Flip cold, cause I'm in the mood. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. Body get fucked up, blood coming out the nose. Give me your band-aid. What are you asking for? More? Holy and sacred and pure. Adverse, exact, checking in the bust the new rap. Rap, bust the rap, or bust this written rap. Yeah, y'all in 92. I'm packing my round spray. Anyway, take a lick. Drop off. Quest leaders of the new school, mad time I went still thick. Then my dragon, baby, stop whining. I see my influence still shattered. More crazy than 92. Uh-oh, time to go, yo, that's the scenario.
Hey, yo, Bird shitted on Cousin Ray. Let me get through you on my comedy, that. Dollar, Brooklyn, 50 Cent,
Strainway. Box that. Yo, all we want in this life. Peace, prosperity, and a little paper. Objects, they seem greater. But I'm sure we overcome when we yelling on a drum. All we want in this life is peace, prosperity, and a little paper. Objects, they seem greater. But I'm sure we overcome when we yelling on a drum.
We in the world that places heavy emphasis on money synthesis. Y'all could be my witnesses that a fella fascination with money has grown to the point that he will shit on his own. We got to have it, y'all. It's not a Spike Lee cinematic. A piece of paper making niggas get dramatic. But the money doesn't come automatic. Gotta motivate ourselves to go and grab
then
it.
Go get
we
it.
Got to get it, y'all, in an orderly fashion. Some cats go about it with too much passion. We got to mediate our greedy levels. Cause the lust of currency can have us sleeping with the devil.
True.
Gotta recognize it. Realize the power that this little motherfucking piece of paper will devour. Man can be greater than the thing he creates. See, I'ma do my thing and see how much I can scrape. Yo, I'd rather have respect than money, no doubt. But listen to me, y'all, I want the man. Mass amount that the Sesame Street Dracula can't count, so that I can give my people in that thing some amounts to higher levels of being.
When
so when I'm MCing, I hope to see it in steady dreams.
Say word.
But the only way we can truly reach that goal is finding true inner peace and prospering souls. It's like that.
All we want in this life is peace, prosperity, and a little paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Objects can be greater, but I'm sure we'll overcome when we're yelling on
big
the drum.
In the house.
All we want in this life. It's peace, prosperity, and a little paper. Objects, they seem greater. But I'm sure we overcome when we're yelling on the drum roll.
Here comes your Royal Highness, one of Queen's finest. Believe me, honest, you know you can't stop it. Come on, son, never leave your mic around me. True MC, for real, ask my man Shaheed. Strictly focused on what I'm in this rap game for. Not for fame and screwing every whore after whore. With all that 8 stuff going round, tell me how that sound. Rather hit the studio and hear some beats that pound. Now, don't get me wrong, I love honeys galore. But see, hip-hop's my bread and butter, cause that's what I get paid for. See, this is what I wanted, Allah helped me to get it. And if the beat is wicked, you know Malik will rip it. From the bottom of my heart, that's where the love starts. The love for breakdance and my love for the art. And with this love, I do hip-hop from the soul. A real MC who never sweats how many copies are sold. Yeah, I wanna go gold, platinum, etc. But why put out some whackness when no one will respect you? I'm staying true, enough respect to those that paved the way. From Bambada down to Shot, I be my DJ. Without my peeps, I don't know how the hell I'd make it work. Sometimes I feel that my career is headed for the curb. One love for lending a hand and giving all your help. Believing in me when I didn't believe in my own self. The abstract with who I'm always making rugged tunes. Kidhood resting in heaven, I hope to see you soon. I keep things hot and this year they're even hotter. Big Moo and Sha, one day I'll take my Shahada out.
latte. Side the party. About to bring it to your kid. Like we never ever did. My nigga Al G in it. My nigga Shaheed in it. You got the girl Christine in it. Got my man Big G in it. Hey yo, inside the ghetto or in a sunny meadow. I'ma make you move, whether woman or fellow. Yo, I got the medals in the war field of respect. Like an ill porno, make your body get wet. Just a ghetto child trying to live a straight and narrow, hoping that my shit appears shit don't like an arrow. I'm sure it will, especially if it's God's will. MCs, be ready to die, cause I'ma kill all your negative feelings standing on 2 feet while I make the hotties move to the hip hop beat. You know what's real a killer? Realer than you can imagine, using every source of pain in my range to make it happen. If I make it happen, that means I'm making motion and I'm doing my thing, causing an ill commotion. Everybody do the hop, make it smooth like lotion. I lay up in the peace on an incognoscent. You gotta do the hop. You move to the beach, you don't stop. Now everybody here, you do the hop. You're going up to cop, a Tampa or Rick, don't stop. You got to come back and do the hop. Yo, fuck the cops, you got to come back and do the hop. Move till your body won't stop. You got to do the hop. Non-stop motion, non-stop. You got to come back and do the.
You see you? Your career is done like Johnny Carson's. Get me vexed, I do like left, I'm starting arson. Now that I got that out my system, watch me stab up the track as if my name was O.J. Simpson. I pack some in Simpson. Like Van Halen. Simpson. I work for mine. You, Simpson. You're freeloading like Cato Kalen. I'm representing with my crew. Mess around, bite my rhymes, I beat that ass with my shoe. Come on, you know I'm crazy nice. Brothers nice. Can't deal with the shorty nice. Named Fife. Nice. You must be mad in the head. I bust his ass and leave him blood clot for dead. Niggas sound like Dos Effects. If it ain't Dos Effects, then they soundin' like meth. You might as well do Megadeth. Y'all punk MCs better save your friggin' breath. Use a corny motherfucker. You must be high smoking dust with Chris Tucker. Your faggot asses don't want this. I boo more beeps than the beeps at the premiere of Pocahontas. Word is one, I am the baddest. And all you honeys out there, word is one, you know my status. So come and pull your panties down. This ain't the Barnum Bailey show, I don't get down with the clowns. So why don't you and your friends get with me and my friends? But don't win your ass buying, you ain't got no end. Word is one, it don't stop. Stop, seize your mind, come along and do the hop.
Shit every fucking weekend, man.
Till the door. Had a dream about you, fam. It's 2005. We in the same hospital room. You on one side, I'm on the other. I'm stressed out. But what gave me motivation is you pulling out that MP and banging out some bangers as usual. Nothing ever fazed you, fam. And for that, let's I miss go. You. I'ma see you in due time. That's my word, I'ma see you. Frontin' ass rappers down here still an issue. Posing like they hard when we know they all see cool. I'ma tell you, Dilla, why they lacking skills, pal. No stage presence, cadence, style. They living off of looks. Skinny jean crooks, pre-K lyrics. What you wanna read a book? I reminisce when Mob dropped Shook. Shan was down by law. Such a good look. Nas got son and his return was stillmatic. Roots distortion, the static. You in slum fantastic. Thought I chopped you out, son. See how you doing? Come back to earth, homie. Hip hop is in ruins. I'm a third of the drop, but I'ma speak for the click. What up, though? We miss you, kid. Mother City say.
JD, flip another beat for me. JD. JD, flip another beat for me. JD. JD, flip another beat for me. JD.
Yo, beat wise, you still a cat, which most should be measured. I'm that MC known as year's displeasure with the route the game is taking. How mundane things have gotten. You know, music on a whole. Never mind, just hip hopping. I'm in the club 3 hours in change. DJ spinning top 40. Joints we be hearing all day. Some MCs be catalog. And yeah, they stay paid. But why pay over $1 when they lip syncing on stage? King of Pop, Barry White, rolling over in their grave. Jones Girls, emotion saying, girl, back in our day. Still a dude, still fighting. They wish to be like you. Producer extraordinaire. Knowing them beats be recycled. But on your worst day, they couldn't mess with you. Cats making tea in remembrance of you. Least they could do is give your fam a dime or two. This man gave his heart, this is what the hunk y'all do. But yo, don't stress my yo. Word bomb, we got you. Tell by 10 I said, what up, wordy, right next to you. From NYC to the D, where heavy hearts, we miss you. Word God, wish you were here. So until we meet again, just
flip another beat for me, Jade. JD, flip another beat for me, Jade.
TCQ forever.